Hello, this is Cambridge Riffs, the podcast for Cambridgeshire bands. We've been off the air for a while, but we're back now, and we've got a great show for you. It's October in Cambridge, and it's grey and drizzly outside, but we've had a fantastically warm October this year, so it can't be bad. And we'll start off with an old favourite of ours, The Morning People, with a track called The Wilderness Years.
I lost the flat in Ladbroke Grove. Bottle when she left. Tried the patience of my friends. My partner said, I told you, never use that word again. And then my agent cut me loose. I shot the golden goose. You play these places.
Yes, I love the sound of that organ at the end. That's great. That was The Wilderness Years by The Morning People. And you can check their website out, or their MySpace site, by going to our website, cambridgeriffs.co.uk, and following all the links for this podcast, and it'll take you through to their website. So you can check out, you know, what their new songs are like, and where they're playing and all that sort of thing. Okay, so this next track is by a band called The Mountaineering Club, and I've had an email sent to me. Here it is, email from a chap called Tom Adams, and he said, we play a blend of electronica and dream pop, and our rolling lineup often includes laptop samplers, guitars, synths, saxophones, trumpets, etc. So they've just moved to Cambridge, and they've got an EP out called This Coldest Winter, which I listened to, is really great. And it's a lot of tracks about explorers and things like that. I'll play your track, and then we'll talk a bit more about it afterwards. So, okay, so this track is called, let's have a look. It's the Mountaineering Club, and the track is called Mallory. Thank you.
see you in the future. They will find your bones for the moment. You're not going home as the clouds start closing in again. We say farewell for the last time.
That was very nice. Definitely dream pop. I really like that. And the Mountaineering Club have got an orchestra as well. It's the Mountaineering Club band and the orchestra. And the orchestra are like a proper orchestra, you know, violins and that sort of stuff. And they do gigs as well. So check out their website and find out where they're playing. They've got a gig this weekend, I think, as the band. But that's probably too late to catch that. But they're playing at the Polar Institute in Cambridge. Next month, I think, as the orchestra, so I think I might go and see that. That sounds really good. Explorers is a tiny bit of a theme on this show, so we've got another track called Explorers later on, and that track was about Mallory, and he was... I'm looking here on this Wikipedia. So that was George Mallory, who tried to climb Everest with Irvine a long time ago. In the 20s, I think it was, and they went up the Northeast Ridge, and they didn't make it back, but nobody quite knows whether they made it there or not. It's a bit of a controversy, so they might have been the first people to go up Everest, and I think it's a difficult ridge, that Northeast Ridge, because some other climbers, Boardman and Tasker, do you know those? They've written some really good books on mountaineering, and they lost their lives on the Northeast Ridge as well, so dodgy place. Anyway... let's move on to the next track. So this is a band called Fred's House, and they contacted me as well, and they said, let me just click on my email. Hello, we're a Cambridge-based band called Fred's House. We'd very much like the opportunity to be played on one of your podcasts. So they attached one of their songs, and it's really great. It's a track called Mother of Three, and what I really like about it is it's in 5/4. A lot of it's in 5/4. We're a real sucker for... unusual times on Cambridge Riffs. Anything in 5/4, it's got a good chance of being played. So here it is, Mother of Three.
Carefully again. Should have been home by 10. He's crying again. Following home, what she wants to say. La 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 la. Day by day, day by day. La 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 la. Day by day. She's packing her bags. The kid says goodbye. She moves to the door. Her children know why. She can't go on screaming inside. And following home, what she wants to say.
Hey, I really like that. That's got to sound a bit sort of Fairport Convention-ish, isn't it? Isn't even that track, or Topsy, which has got funny bits in 5/4 and all sorts of odd times. This has a slight feel of that. Really nice. Great. So, yeah, so you go onto their website and they've got a lot of gigs in the area this year and the beginning of next year. So, yeah, so check them out. Fred's House, really good. And I had a look at their MySpace page and let's see if I can see it now. I thought, they're a big band, you know. There's 8 of them in the band, but it was actually 4 of them, and it was like a double reflected picture, so there's only 4 of them. So going back to the theme of explorers, I never quite remember who did what. I used to read a lot about these guys, and then I completely forget what they did. Nansen, there's another song called Nansen in the Mountaineering Club EP, and I had a look on the web, and he was the first person to cross the body of Greenland, and he went towards the North Pole in about 1890 something, and he got really close but had to turn back, and there's a picture of him and he looks really tough, like a Viking. Fantastic. I'm rabbiting a bit too much here. Next track, what's this? Let's have a look. Oh yeah, Pete McCallan. This is a great track. We played him, I think, on the first ever show, and I've always liked his stuff, and here's another one. It's called Animals in London.
On a skate and ran away, hurried to harass the creatures, need their big soul. Digging your heels and stepping my toes, you're an animal in London. The guitar on my back becomes invisible. Wear sunglasses that will cover your face. We don't need more dogs in this rat, rat race. Oh.
Surprised there a bit. That's Pete McKellen with Animals in London. Actually, I was looking at his website, and I don't think he lives in Cambridge anymore. But people who've lived in Cambridge at one time also count towards this show. And it's Cambridgeshire as well, so you know, Peterborough, everywhere in the whole county, bands, artists, poets, if you like, anybody will play on the show. Okay, so this next band, they were pointed out to me by my son Chris, and they're called Barcode Channel, and it sort of sounds a bit like something to do with next generation sequencing, suspiciously, but I'm not absolutely sure, maybe not. This is what it says on their website: we are Barcode Channel, four things: we play guitars, we are willfully stylistically diverse, we don't have a drummer, and we'd like to do it ourselves. So judge for yourself. Here's a track, and it's called Ash Used Escape Rope.
I can't concentrate. I spend other people's time dreaming of my escape rope. I can't hold it down. My schemes come back around. 20 minutes between finger twitches. Yes, mine is the middle distance. I can tie you any kind of knot, because I've studied them all. Yes, I have tangled them all. Drawn maps and you made provision, but there is no expedition.
Yes, that was great. I really like that. It says on there, as I say on the website, they use guitars and they use a real bass guitar as well. I really like that. You know, I mean, I don't mind computer drums, but there's nothing to match the sound of a guitar and a real bass. You know, and that mix works really well. Great Barcode Channel. So check out their website and go and see them. I mean, they played at the Portland Arms some while ago, but I expect they'll be having some other gigs as well. Okay, so this next track is by a chap called Cameron O'Connell, and he sent me an email which said, click, hi, I'm a 16-year-old musician who's just started doing acoustic solo music. I'm from Cambridge, and I wonder if you could possibly help me by playing music on your radio station. He hasn't got a MySpace site, so you'll just have to hear this and judge for yourself, and I'll try and persuade him to get his MySpace site up so you can listen to some more tracks. Anyway, this one's called Just an Idea.
We can beat everyone in this race to love. We can run through the night even when it's light and we're all gone. We're all gone. Just open your mind and you'll find many places to go, many places to see. I'll follow you if you'll follow me. Follow me. Just open and you'll soon find there's nothing inside to do at all. Just open your eyes and you'll soon find there's nothing inside to do at all. Let yourself go. And you wonder if there's any point left. You've had some problems,
many problems,
but no one's quite there yet. Just open your mind and you'll find your
sounds. That's great. I like sea sounds. I was almost tempted to put some seagulls on there because we like seagulls on Cambridge Riffs. Yeah, that was a track called Just an Idea by Cameron O'Connell. I really like his voice, actually. I like it when people sing in a voice that's their own voice, you know, an English voice. Sounds a bit like Jim Murray. I don't know if you know Jim Murray, M-O-R-A-Y. He's a folk singer, really. He sings traditional stuff, but in a style of voice like that. That's great. So I'll try and persuade him to get a MySpace site and put some of his other songs up. Okay, so this next track is another person who sent me an email. It's Paul Goodwin. He used to play for Morning People. I don't know if he does anymore, but he sent me an email saying, let's have a look. Hey Mike, how's it going? Here's a zip file of my new CD. It's a mixture of some new upbeat songs and some really old ones that I was never really pleased with the recording of. Hope you like it, Paul. Yeah, and I do. It's great. This next track is fantastic. I see the date is 19th of July, so sorry about being sluggish in replying to that. But here it is anyway. It's Paul Goodwin, and the track's called The Ghost of Paddy's Night Past.
Gallon Guinness hat, three losers from the internet. The international sign for save me flashed across the bar. The shamrock on your left cheek smudged, and the right one all but gone from leaning on a clammy palm and staring at the door. You're the perfect blend of hopeful, bored and lonely. May the perfect blend of fusses shy and ugly. But I seemed to find some words for once. I did some of the work for once. The gentle shallow back and forth like other people can. Which make of bottled lager's best. The time it took you getting dressed. You see you have to put the effort in case something comes along. But I dry up when I dry out and you get cagey sober. And it isn't true, the first impression it doesn't last forever. And I always let the moment pass. It's embarrassing. So you found your feet and you slotted into the daisy chain of the local scene. Where it's yes sir, no sir, aren't we clever? And you're just annoying now. But if you'd stayed 23 and artless, or if I had been 26 and fearless, well, who knows?
Yeah, sounds beautiful. Fantastic guitar playing, and I really like the singing as well. I was listening to a line in that song where it said, "The international sign for save me flashed across the bar." It's a really good image, but I don't really know what he means, I wonder. I mean, somebody signalling SOS, you know, with a mirror or something? Tantalising. Anyway, and I think he was a bit harsh on himself in that song, don't you, as well? But you never know with songs whether they're really about, you know, if they sound as if they're about the singer, whether they really are or they made them up. Who knows? Anyway, The Ghost of Paddy's Night Past by Paul Goodwin. That's great. And this next track is a band called The Parish. It's a track called Die. And let's have a look on their website. They've got a MySpace site. Am I the only one who thinks that MySpace has gone downhill? It used to be sort of really straightforward. You'd see the tracks, you'd see the gigs. No, it's rubbish, you know. I don't even like these Facebook pages either. Grump, grump, grump. And it could be so much better. Anyway, enough of that. The Parish, and this track's called Die.
friends with me, brother. You're a rogue and I'm another. Let's not act like strangers when we're friends. Shake hands with me, brother. You're a rogue and I'm another. Let's give ourselves the chance to make amends. At this time I fail to care. We have travelled anywhere. We'll always see the same clouds in the sky. We go forwards, we go backwards, and then we die.
That's spelled T H apostrophe P A R I S H. So I don't quite know how you pronounce it. Zbrash. Strung together. It's called Die. Gloomy one. We'll have some more cheerful ones hopefully before we get to the end. Yeah, so that's great. Check them out on their MySpace site. And if you go to our website, CambridgeRiffs.co.uk, you can click through to a link to a page which has a list of all the websites, the bands in this show. And you can also listen to all previous podcasts as well. This is number 22, so there's 21 of them. And they've all got their band links as well. So there's a feast of Cambridge music for you to listen to and follow up. Okay, and this next track is by The Doozer. He's a bit of an alternative Cambridge institution. I think he's often around playing at these more alternative gigs. And I was at one recently near the station and bought one of his CDs. It's called Explorers, I think. Great Explorers, you see. So that's part of our theme that we were talking about at the beginning. And you listen to him, it's wonderful. It's got a touch of sort of Syd Barrett, Robert Wyatt to it. Again, you know, nice English feel, English accent. And this is a great track. This is the title track. It's called Great Explorers.
A time of well-being, the place I dwell is home. We'll be right back.
eating each other and living among people who are then still eating each other.
I visit you if only the street was not so long. It's just the journey that does us both so wrong. What's with all the people, faces and words are thrown? I come to neglect them, I chose.
Fantastic, that was the wonderful The Doozer, and a track called Great Explorers. I think I heard David Attenborough in there, didn't you, at the end? The voice saying about getting up on a beach or something. The Doozer. I was talking earlier on about people getting in touch with us. So if you're in a band or you know somebody in Cambridge or Cambridgeshire who you want to hear on the show, just get in touch. If you go to the website, there's a link to get in touch. Yeah, so do that, and we always love to hear from you. We can play your suggestions or your own tracks if you've got them and you want to send them in. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the show now. It's the last track, and this is a track called Laura and the Wolf by a band called Boy Mandeville. What is Mandeville? Whenever I hear that, it makes me think of some sort of monkey or something. It must be a mandrill, possibly. One of those weird monkeys with the funny faces, funny coloured faces. Okay, so it's not a monkey, it's Boy Mandeville. Anyway, the track's called Laura and the Wolf.
Love is not a crime, I'm sorry.
A track called Laura and the Wolf by Boy Mandeville, and sorry about that rabbiting about monkeys beforehand. So check them out as well on the internet. They've got a MySpace site, and actually that Laura and the Wolf's quite an old song, and they've got some new stuff out. There's a new single called Gorilla, which was released early this year, and an EP, I think, possibly called Killing the Work, you can download from all sorts of places. So that track was Laura and the Wolf, and did you notice it mentioned getting stoned with the ducks, you know? So it's actually got a companion in Ichiku Park, which is pretty good, you know? No higher praise than that in my book than it being like Ichiku Park. So that's the end of the show. Take care, thanks for listening, and watch out for the next show.